by you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you have consent?
I tested it.
Okay, all right, so let's get started. So the very first thing is, so Guinevere is joining us today, and she's offered to kind of do a, like a, I think of it as like a warm-up slash cool-down exercise. Yeah, should just take a about 5 minutes just to kind of
excellent.
Get us into a good groove. So
fantastic.
Take it away.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, in this group, there's a lot going on, there's a lot of ideas, there's a lot of things happening, and it's like, in my experience, the best way to start that out is with a calming exercise or two. We have two tonight, and everybody is welcome to join. These cards are a gift to keep. I call them gifts because they are.
Thank you.
Just a little different way of considering the world around us. And I'll run through this week. I have one exercise to do.
Thank you.
Before we do this one.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Has everybody got one? I thought I missed you. So the first exercise is a relaxation exercise. It's called an expansion exercise, and the point is just to kind of feel your energy. So we could take a couple of just deep breaths and just kind of get present in the room. And it's really good to do this and feel, you know, like feel this exercise. So get some impression of the space you occupy. How far out does it extend? As effortlessly as you can, make your space extend in all directions. Now get the impression that you contain the space you have just created. Feel where you come from. Now get some impression of the space you occupy. How far out does it extend? As effortlessly as you can, make your space extend in all directions. Now get the impression that you contain the space you have just created. And feel where you come from. Get some impression of the space you occupy now. How far out does it extend? As effortlessly as you can, make your space extend in all directions. Include everything. Now get the impression that you contain the space you have just created. And feel where you come from. is a compassion exercise. So pick someone you're thinking about. Pick someone who's in the room. Pick someone in your life. With attention on that person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is seeking some happiness for his or her life. With attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is trying to avoid suffering in their life. With attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person has known sadness, loneliness, and despair. With attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is seeking to fulfill their needs. And with attention on the person, repeat to yourself, just like me, this person is learning about life. So feel free to take this card home, use it on a partner or in your family for deeper understandings, and then on old enemies and antagonists.
I like
still
that.
Present in your memory. And can be done on other life forms. There you have it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next thing is public comments. Is there anyone here who would like to make a public comment? So we have one. Is it just one person, Zale?
Mm-hmm. Looks like it.
Okay. All right, so we have 10 minutes.
Can't imagine we'll spend 10 minutes. So everybody here knows. Me, I'm Zale, Chadwick, I'm the administrative assistant here at Cambridge.
Together.
I also do probably just as, I have 10 hours a week.
I'm confused.
But I also do probably as much as volunteer hours. And I wanted to thank the KWU for the hard work it's doing through these times of transition.
That's yours.
And I honor the board's decision to place Ruben and Danielle as interim station managers with the goal of learning about station management so they can move forward. But I continue to urge the board to hire an interim manager. Several people with management experience, some even as managers here at KBOO, have offered their time and expertise in their role. And I think KBOO would greatly benefit from by the placement of an interim station manager at this time. I also want to emphasize the benefit of collaboration in policies and procedures, as well as when it comes time to hire the regular station manager. By following the hiring committee principles that we have set up for the other positions. Other positions are, a hiring committee is required for other positions. It's not required to have a hiring committee for station manager, but I very much encourage the board to consider to include the input of staff, volunteers, board members, in making the decision, whenever that should come. And I just want to say that top-down approaches at KBOO have never been successful. And I want us all to consider the difficult times that we're all living in here, with financial difficulties, social justice difficulties. People who come to KBOO very often are coming from marginalized communities with the difficulties, and everybody for us all to do our best work going forward, we really need to honor everybody's lived experiences as we make plans for our future. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next thing is the agenda approval.
So I just want to not be holding on to too many things that I shouldn't be holding on to. I have received a huge sheaf of papers, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to pass these on, but I just want to clarify.
Well, you should have two board applications.
Two or three?
Two.
So
I have three.
Anybody have at least
two.
One?
Well, I don't. There's three separate ones.
Two different people.
I have Sarah, Richard, and Alyssa.
So I have Sarah that's
Alisa.
Not stapled. It looks like it's many pieces
of
paper.
It's
okay.
Because this is no longer functioning.
Oh, okay. Good. I didn't know. Okay, great.
I only have two.
So I only
have two.
I have two.
Oh,
you should have Kara's too.
No, we don't.
No, Sarah? So Kara's. We had sent Kara's out.
Sarah,
Kara. Oh, okay, Kara's the one who came my email.
Yes. So there's.
So we have that.
Okay. So how many? Okay. So I know Kara is speaking today. Are there? And then you had said earlier there are.
Sarah and Richard.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Are they speaking today?
Okay. Great. My question was answered.
Is Sarah and Richard was speaking today?
Yes, as per our email thread from earlier today, I've put 3 minutes each for Sarah and then I think Richard is the other person.
Yeah, I read the email, and so since you said told him not to come, I just told him not to come.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait,
okay.
Richard?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then there's just one other person. So then Sarah? Okay.
Sarah and Kara.
Yeah. I told him just to come next month.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
That'll work.
Okay.
I have a question about the minutes.
Yes.
Or the agenda, I meant.
Yes.
We have two closed sessions. Why two? Shouldn't they be combined into one? Because every time we close a session, everyone has to leave and come back, leave and come back. And some people just can't stay, so they should all be moved to the end, I believe.
Well,
and not two.
So in this case, so we had wanted, so Kara had come last month to speak to the board, and we were hoping to take a vote on her candidacy.
Which we could do at the end.
We certainly could.
I'll make a motion to move both closed sessions together towards the end so that our community members.
Then the community members don't have to leave and come back,
seconded?
Leave and come back.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor, I guess? Who said that?
We'll say Ruba's second.
Oh,
there's 3 seconds.
Okay.
So someone seconded it? And
yes.
Yes, and then are we going to take a vote on it?
Second.
Right?
In favor?
In favor.
Yep. Opposed and abstained. Opposed.
I also have another question about the agenda.
Uh-huh.
The first closed session, we're voting on Kara's candidacy. The second closed session, what are we voting on there? What? It has no.
No, that is a closed session to discuss confidential matters.
Yes. May we have two more agendas?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
Oh, yes. Zale.
Just to be clear, you don't get to vote on anything in the closed session.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
So the close, okay, so the other closed session and then the vote, we will move to right after the second closed session. So we'll combine the two closed sessions into one and we'll conduct the vote after.
Okay.
Yes.
And I also have a question about what is the, you say it's a confidential issue?
Uh-huh.
Okay, first of all, as regards talking to, talking amongst yourself about the candidate, I think it's not necessarily a permissible reason for having a closed session, but I think we might agree that people can have confidential conversations about board candidates when other people aren't in the room. And I think that's probably acceptable as long as the vote, in fact, takes place in open session.
Yes, the vote will be taking place in open session.
But also, as regards the other matter before in the closed session, I wanted to note our bylaws that state that the board of directors may hold closed session to consider matters related to individual employees, proprietary information, litigation, and other matters requiring the confidential advice of counsel, commercial or financial information obtained from a person on a privileged or confidential basis, or the purchase of property or services. So, if you want to have a confidential conversation wherein you have counsel here who is going to be making statements that best not be breached outside of the board, that's fine. But if it's about a personnel issue, it needs to be an individual employee. And I want to make sure that that the matters before the closed session to come fall within our parameters for bylaws.
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, yes.
So,
and then if there is something that comes up in closed session that maybe doesn't, that anyone feels does not fall under that, just let me know and I'll make a note and we can discuss it in open.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Thanks.
Approval of April 2019 minutes. I don't recall receiving them. Did anyone receive them?
Is it April?
Sorry, March. Have the March minutes been sent out?
They were posted to the website. And they have been amended to include the chunk at the end that I missed because Daniel took over the notes
okay.
and sent them to me, so they've been amended to include those.
Has everyone read the minutes?
No.
Okay, so if not, then I think it might be wise to move the approval of those minutes to next month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, just a clip point of clarification while you're writing. Is it standard procedure for us to go to the website and look at those? Because I guess I wasn't aware. I'm happy to go with whatever. I didn't think to look at the website.
If it's not a problem, that guarantees that at least we'll be aware.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Well, I still think there's a problem with the email list because Ruben sent out a message Sunday at 8:58. I never got it. I only saw it because Cat Meow replied to it.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Internet.
It was a long...
This Ruben?
No.
Oh, that Ruben.
Have you gotten other ones, adjustaboard.org, recently? Have you gotten some?
Just didn't.
At all. That's
as far as I know, I didn't get that one.
Wow.
I can't tell you if I didn't get others because I didn't get
them. But you are getting some, though.
I am.
So you didn't get the one I sent out on Sunday
that was
night.
Really long. Nope, I didn't get it.
I
got it because she replied, and then I got it in the long trail of messages.
Yeah, it's only like 3 people on it.
I don't think I got it either.
In
fact, I'm pretty sure. Well, can you tell us what it was about? Because I don't.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, I can't recall.
Okay.
I have to go in my email and see. But
yeah,
I don't think I saw.
It's
been happening a lot lately.
But this was sent out last night.
Today's Monday.
Yes, last night at 8:58. I wrote down the time.
Yeah.
I didn't print the message.
I didn't get anything.
But Marvin, you received it.
Yeah, I received it.
So Marvin and Cat Meow received it.
Ruben and Danielle, that's, it's like 4 people on it.
Okay, I'll have to look. I'll have to look into that later. Okay, that's another thing to look into later. All right.
Ruben, can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
How do we put together the agenda for the meeting? Is that... Are subjects solicited from board members, or how does this get done? Because if there was solicitation, I didn't see that either.
So normally, yes, I would put a call up for agenda items.
Right.
That's something I missed doing this month.
Okay.
So. And I usually try and put the call out about a week before.
Okay. All right.
So.
I'll pay attention for it.
But yeah, this month, it's just one of the many things I was trying to do, but missed. Okay, so we have one board candidate speaking, Sarah.
We have another question.
Oh.
Well, I just had a question. You had asked me to come and present about our social media and website analytics.
So I asked if you still were, and then we had a text exchange. You asked me if it was still needed for you to come in. I said not to worry about it.
Oh, I thought you said okay.
Is it something you're able to just send out electronically to us?
Oh, I just saw the thank you. I didn't see the separate text that said don't worry.
Did you get the other text though?
Apparently I got it, but
okay.
I only saw the one that said thank you.
Okay.
And so I thought that meant thank you.
Okay.
If she has it printed out, why not just give us the copies and we'll just read them instead of wasting the paper?
Yeah, I haven't. Well, the printer keeps jamming, so I only have 5 copies printed right now.
Mm. Yeah, if you're able to just send it out.
The other copies of when the printer is.
Are you able to just send it out by email?
Yeah, I sent it last month. I didn't get any response. So I don't know if people read it.
I read
it. It's easier to like look
it.
At it for
I looked at it.
I saw it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so Sarah. So you have 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm probably going to read this but forget. Okay, so first of all, I've been working here as a volunteer and a DJ since 2008, so it's really close to my heart. I'm interested in bringing my listening and problem-solving skills to the board. I appreciate that KBOO offers a unique multiplicity of voices within our community, weaving our fabric more beautifully together. I'm an artist and an educator as well as a major music fan. I care about the steps we take as a community and I would like to offer my skills in that process. As an Egyptian American woman, I bring my life experiences to the board and have sought out roles that further consciousness raising through horizontal organizing that centers the most impacted people in our community. If I'm elected, I'll do my best to honor and listen to the KBOO members and staff and serve accordingly. I have training in facilitation and mediation, as well as my experience as an independent artist who fundraises in order to create and carry out projects. Also, as a KBOO volunteer for over 10 years, I bring institutional memory and knowledge that can be useful in the firm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I also have to run in a minute.
And your name? And your name is Sarah?
Sarah, yeah.
Thank
and
you.
I sent a digital copy of the...
Oh, okay.
And that's
okay.
Just forwarded to the board. If you didn't get it, I can forward it to your personal...
I didn't get it. So
okay.
Okay, and then next up we have Kara, who's going to speak for 3 minutes, and then we'll have about 3 minutes for questions.
Maybe a little less than that. I was here for last Monday's board meeting, and there harken back to what I said last month. But I am counsel for KBOO, but I am here for your consideration for the board, not to advise in the closed session later. I, along with Joseph Haddad, have provided some legal guidance to KBOO over the course of the last year. And through my work, I practice contracts and employment law, and have met with many employers who don't uphold the same standard that KBOO strives to provide for its employees and volunteers, and I really love and respect that about KBOO. I have my work to thank for introducing me to KBOO, and I want to be more involved. I can bring some of that legal and business acumen into some board decision making, but I also want to learn more about KBOO and learn more about all of you and join your team and strategize together, especially as I understand this being a period of transition in some ways. Yeah, some fun, diplomatic, collaborative, strategic. Yeah, do you have any questions?
There is. And I, first of all, thank you very much. But I think some of us are still wrestling with the potential for conflict of interest.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how to reconcile that.
Sure.
I guess I don't even know where to go with the question.
Okay.
There's part of me that just kind of feels like there's, and the more I thought about it, the more I became a little concerned.
Sure.
And I don't know how you address that.
So, I tried to characterize a bit what a conflict of interest would look like for me and my involvement on the board last month. It's important, I think, one important thing to kind of at least have a discussion around is that my being counsel and my being a board member, my interests don't collide, because as counsel, I'm legally obligated to have KBOO's best interests in mind at all times. The instance, a far-fetched but potential instance where there could arise a conflict would be if I was trying to take interests for my personal benefit or for the benefit of the firm. So let's say we were out, doing some kind of event involving the community, and I met a number of people that wanted to contribute to KBOO, or to, you know, it's kind of hard to conceptualize because we do very different things, but. And then I tried to take those opportunities. I tried to take KBOO's opportunities for myself or my firm. I think there's a big difference between serving on a board, on a nonprofit board, and serving on like a corporate board. Conflict of interest, where I serve to serve on a corporate board, would run into, the opportunity to conflict interest would be far more frequent. This is, trying to do good by an organization I care about. Yeah.
What are you doing in your free time?
I dance. as I was thinking of what to talk about the second time around, I was like, oh, maybe I'll talk about what show I might conceive of, or radio program I might conceive of. I participate in community dance. I choreograph for a company and sometimes perform, but that's a big part of my life. I spent a lot of time in the restaurant industry before I went to school and started working, and I maintain those relationships, and I eat a lot of good food and drink good wine. Yeah. My brothers.
Can you just remind us again the nonprofit work you've done already? And
yeah.
I think you mentioned you worked for a couple different places
yeah.
in helping the children.
I worked with an organization called Asylum Access in Oakland, California. That work centered on drafting policies for governments that are not upholding refugees' right to work in their host countries. So it was a bit more of a top-down approach. I wasn't working directly in communities with refugees, but that was some you know, community work, you know, from a different angle that I've done. And then I also volunteered at Multnomah Public Defenders for a year, and there I was doing, I was working on a project that's called Holistic Defense, and the whole goal of that project was to address a client's civil legal needs as well as their criminal legal needs once they, you know, are appointed a lawyer within the misdemeanor.
We have about a minute left. Any other questions? Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kara.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Of course.
All right, thanks, Kara.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Since we've shuffled the agenda around a little bit, I mean, technically, next up is a break, but maybe what we can do is there's some financial items. Wonder if we can just move to
sure.
those next.
Yeah.
And yeah, 15 minutes. Is
yeah,
what
it should be.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
Sure. So the first one we delayed. This one is the check signing and limit policy. Did everybody read over the email I sent out with the current and then the proposed?
Mm-hmm.
We just go through those. Is there any questions at all on those and the differences between the current and the proposed? Basically, the current one has a limit of $1,000, so anything over that needs to be approved by the board. And we are proposing to raise that to $3,000, which align with our other policies. That's the one big change. And the other change is the current policy. It states KBOO shall maintain at least 3 authorized signors for the checking account. And we're changing that to specify that it includes at least 4, including the station manager, staff member, president of the board, and vice president. So we're basically trying to be more specific as to who the authorized signers are. And those are basically the only changes on the policy.
So I have a question for you.
Yes.
There's a conflict in the policies. One says 3,000 and one says 1,000.
Yeah,
and we're trying to make them.
Well, the other policy, the spending authority outside the budget, that currently has a $3,000 limit. So we're basically changing this check signing one to align with that. So basically all of our policies will have the same dollar amount. So basically anything over 3,000 would need board approval. Anything under, basically the station manager could.
Why not change it to 1,000 in the other one and leave it at 1,000 on that one?
Because I think it's come up where there's so many things that are over $1,000 that would really kind of bog down the station in terms of having the board approve everything over 1,000. This was
sometimes I think things going slow is a good idea instead of rushing through.
I think the original policy was from 2002. So I think a lot has changed since then in terms of the bills we pay on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So in addition to the changing of the check signers portion, would that be including the folks who are already check signers, or would it be switching only to the VP station manager?
Well, the current policy is like all checks must be signed by 2 personnel, so it would be 2 out of the 4 that are approved, basically.
Okay, but I'm asking, would the current folks who are approved be shifting?
Yes.
So then I would no longer be a check signer.
Yeah, then the current policy would be these 4 would be authorized to sign the checks.
The vice president, the president,
station manager, and 1 staff member.
One staff.
Yes. Any other questions?
Okay, yeah, just a clarification. Okay, so the things that you're bringing to us to for a vote are so increasing that check, that's spending limit from 1,000 to 3,000.
Yeah, so currently it reads spending on items over 1,000 must be approved by the board.
Okay.
And we're changing it to spending over 3,000 must be approved by the board.
Okay, and then the other thing was changing the check signers to be VP, president, station manager, and one staff. And it would have to be two out of those four.
Yes, so that's not changing. It's still going to be signed by two personnel out of the four.
Are you changing the current check signers?
Yes.
Removing me and whomever else is on that list.
Yes.
I have a follow-up to what Nick just proposed. Well, maybe because of the financial situation where, like, maybe we can split the difference instead of, like, 3,000 or 1,000. Maybe it could be 2,000 and see if it needed increase. Like, maybe approach with caution.
We can definitely postpone this to discuss it more.
Like,
I mean, you have to change another policy as well for that. These are the other ones at 3,000 right now.
Well, we're going to change one to align with the others. So.
Yeah, so the current one is 3,000. So we're changing this one to align with that one.
We could change both, though.
We
could change both.
We could.
And
yeah.
I like
we
your
could,
suggestion.
We could split the difference in this way, like, because of the budget.
Can you tell me more about the, like, what dollar amount you think would be appropriate and why?
I just thought, like, again, so I don't know what I can discuss in private, but I can discuss in public, so I'm having a really hard time with this.
Yeah.
But since the budget is particular, and we are trying to save money. I don't know the particulars. I am speaking from the general view, and I heard what you said, and I heard what Nick said, and I'm like, well, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, since 2002, definitely the
inflation.
Thank you. I'm trying. I'm struggling with the word, like, the inflation, like, definitely we need more, but maybe, like, it is a good idea, like, considering the current financial situation that we are in, that we actually do, like, it's not a bad idea to, like, slow down and see if, like, we need more, like, we can split the difference, and if we need to go back to 3,000, then we'll sadly make the extra effort, but, like, I feel like
I understand.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it makes sense. So if we did do that, we'd have to go back to the other policy, which would be the spending authority outside the budget, just to make sure both policies align, I guess. And I think, you know, the big difference would be that we would have more expenses that we'd have to have in front of the board to sign off on. So I'm not sure what effect that would have on the station, you know, running effectively. But we could postpone it if we want to talk about it more.
My question would be, have we run into a number of instances so far where the $1,000 signing limit has been a problem keeping the station going? Have we had situations where, you know, we couldn't do, you know, important things because we couldn't get the check signers? If we did, then that's a challenge. If we didn't, then we're just talking about, you know, looking at the consumer price index over the last 17 years, and I'm kind of with Ruba, 2000 would seem reasonable.
And if we have run into problems, I haven't heard of them.
Well, we definitely need to align the policies no matter what dollar amount it is.
Right,
we can,
and I like Ruba's suggestion of 2000.
Well, we can hold off and we can revisit this if you want. Yeah. Sure, we can revisit.
Thank you, Ruba.
Okay, so then are you going to take...
I'll take it back to the Finance Committee, and I guess we can reevaluate.
Okay, and so can you send specific asks that you like discussed in the Finance Committee to Dan so that there's no confusion?
Specific asks?
Yeah, so what if you can put in writing what exactly you feel should be done, each of you put down, like, in writing in an email for Dan... just indicate, like, what your counter proposal is, and then he can take that back to the Finance Committee.
I will need to learn a little bit more about what's needed. Like, I will need to learn a little bit. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
I would appreciate that. Sounds perfect.
The other quick thing I wanted to go over, I sent out the operating reserves policy draft. Did everyone have a chance to take a look at that?
Yes.
Any questions on that draft at all?
I'm sorry, which one?
The operating reserve policy. So what we're trying to do, so right now, I can read the operating reserve policy that we currently have. It says KBOO shall strive to maintain 3 months operating reserves and a budget for such reserves each year. At the end of each fiscal year, any budgeted reserves and or excess of income over expenses from the operating budget allocated by the board to reserves shall be placed in a separate interest-bearing board-designated account or instrument. Operating reserves shall be used only for emergencies and may not be spent without board approval. So that's the current policy, and we've been trying to address a lot of questions. It doesn't really address like how to actually calculate the amount of the reserves because our budget changes every year. So we wanted to put in some kind of mechanism where we can specify like how the actual amount that we're targeting is calculated. It's one of the main things we're trying to do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So there's not really much detail in the current policy, so we're just basically trying to strengthen it and make it more clear to see what the reserves are used for, how we calculate the target, and then some kind of mechanism for the process for asking for money from the reserves. So if you go to the current draft, you can take a look at that, and we can talk about it in between meetings, and we'll keep working on it. But the Finance Committee's gone through a number of different drafts, so we're just trying to strengthen that.
So go ahead.
Has the Finance Committee talked about specifying like emergencies in any way? Just because that's kind of...
Yeah, so we're trying to basically make that more clear as to, you know, what an emergency is and what it should be used for and what it shouldn't be used for. Yeah, so you can, if you look in the draft, you can take a look at that.
And then the only question I had, so this is just a draft for a review, we're not...
Yeah, we're not voting, just,
okay.
Just for review.
Okay.
It's a lot of work, thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
Thanks for updating us regularly.
So I've been sending out the monthly Finance Committee report. I just want to get a quick feedback. Is it helpful to anybody to read that? Is it kind of, does it have enough information in it? Is there any more information you'd like to see in it?
I think this is pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
So we're trying to get it just on one page to make it easier because we have our minutes that are on the board website. You can always check those out, and I can send those out if you think it would be helpful as well.
I like that.
I would, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I would too.
So just real quickly, I'll just go over, so we're at the midpoint of our fiscal year, and we've got a current operating loss of about $49,233, and that compares to a budgeted loss of $52,056 for the same period. Due to some timing issues on things that we know we're going to have to spend in the last half, it's actually a little bit worse than that. We're kind of going through all of our projected revenues and expenses right now, and we think the projected loss might be closer to $60,000 to $70,000 for the year. One of the main problems is the revenue looks like it's going to end the year about 5 to 10% below our budgeted amount, due to several revenue streams not meeting expectations, including the winter membership drive, underwriting, major donations, and direct mail. So after the current drive, we just finished it. We have a lot kind of riding on our fall drive, so we really want to make sure we start preparing for that and kind of do a debrief of the current successes from the current drive and just get ready for the fall drive and make that as successful as we can.
Right.
So our expenses, we've also been trying to look at those and see if we can delay any expenses that we can. McRae's been doing a great job with that with staff and trying to talk over different options. There are some unbudgeted expenses in the coming months that we're anticipating that's contributing as well to the deficit, but the big driver is the revenue is just way below budget, unfortunately. And currently, since we transferred some of the Marla Davis funds back to the restricted savings account, our operating reserves are about 2 months worth of expenses now, and our target's 3, as we just heard from our policy. So we're really trying to push that up from 2 months to 3 months. Eventually, that's our goal. But any questions on the financials?
Unfortunately, no.
Anything else, Dan?
That's it.
I guess I have a small question.
Yes.
I listen to Keep It all day, every day, and so I'm well aware of the fund drive and how those go, and I listen in on eager for them to succeed. I know less about the underwriting, and I guess I'm curious if we or you feel that there is sort of a comparable opportunity with underwriting as there is with the shortfalls in the fund drive, because I just know much less about that.
Yeah, there seems to be some good momentum right now. Like Serena's really doing a nice job. She's
okay.
Got some things in the works.
Fantastic.
But historically, at our high point, we were doing about $68,000 a year in underwriting.
Okay.
In the last couple of years, it looks like it's mid-30s, low to mid-30s.
Got it. That's very helpful.
So if you look back a couple of years in our finances, the membership percentage was actually a little lower as the total piece of the pie.
Uh-huh.
Right now, membership and development is about almost 80% of our revenues.
Uh-huh.
And the CPV funding is another 9%. So that's a huge chunk of all of our revenues right now. So I think ideally we'd have more diversification, getting more money from underwriting,
yep.
more from major donations, more from grants. So ideally we'll be able to diversify our fundraising.
So there's, excellent, that helps a lot. So
yeah.
there's basically slack in the underwriting. So if we talk to all of our business friends and got them to consider that would be.
Yeah, and we're going through the numbers in the finance committee and just the total membership numbers, the gross dollar amount has decreased over the last couple of years. And the other thing is it's becoming more of a percentage of our total revenue, which
right.
is, so we're relying on it more and more, basically,
yes.
the last couple of years. So ideally, we'd rely on the membership a little bit less and have more coming from, like, underwriting and from grants and things like that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you. That helps a lot.
And then go into that in a lot more detail in the next meeting, if you
that's
want.
That's perfect for me.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
All right, so next up is a 5-minute break.
Oh, deep breath. I just didn't see on the agenda exactly where I was.
Yes. I tried to trick the margins down small, that kind of different as much.
No. One page is great.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it on one page.
So what page is that?
I mean, the question is,
we can, I think we can
get better with some of this stuff.
To me, like, I budgeted for that as much as you said.
Okay.
So,
when we sign contracts, that's something that people feel
yeah.
we're committed to a
budget.
So, personnel expenses are 2/3.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
But,
you have questions, you can just say mommy.
Okay.
Back about all that stuff.
I just heard what you said. I thought you said, say mommy. Email me.
Email.
I'm like, mommy, wait.
Email me.
Thank you.
Maybe say mommy.
Yes. My hearing is not as good as it used to be.
Because
thank